So in fall season, slowly, slowly, shanay shanay, the land starts to dry up. The land slides, the wet, muddy ground starts to dry up. In the rainy season, it was always wet and slippery. And the grass and the creepers, they were tender and green in the rainy season. Now they start to become harder. They become ripened. When in rainy season, new leaves and grass come, they're very tender. And slowly, slowly, their tenderness goes away. The grass and the creepers, they give up their tenderness. Exactly in the same way as just like the sober sages, they give up their aham, their mamta, their possessiveness and their egotism. Egotism that I am this body, and mamata, possessiveness, as in wife and children and home, these are mine. Just like sober man slowly gives these away, gives these up. Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj is giving a very nice instruction, teachings. So this landslides, the wet, slippery ground does not dry up in one day. It takes many, many days, slowly, 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 because it's very deep and wet.
Asthalani, asthal, bahuvachan mein, asthalani. Yeh bilkul samne ka udaharan diya ja raha hai.
This wet and slippery land, when you walk on it, when you put your foot on it, your foot kind of gets deeply stuck each time you take a step. So it takes time. Every day by some wind and the sun rays, the earth slowly starts to become hard. And the grasses and the creepers, they give up their tenderness and they start to become harder. In the same way, a sober person, slowly, slowly, he gives up mamta and ahamta, possessiveness and ego, false ego. Dhira actually means jnani, viveki, one who understands and spiritual knowledge, and one who has discrimination, who is able to see things as they are. And dhir is different. Dhir is a person who has dhairya. One who is able to tolerate, to have dhairya, one who is able to tolerate the sufferings of this world and the austerities, he is called dhir, dhir purush. Most people in this world are often always they remain adhir.
मिले हमको मिले हमको ये मिले हमको मिले ये भोगों के लिए लोलुप रहते हैं.
They are always desiring and always in anxious anxiety. They are always anxious to get more and more sense gratification.
कोई भी कठिनाई आ जाती है उन्हें नहीं मिलता है कोई विपत्ति आती है तो रोने लगते हैं घबराते हैं.
Even if they have as soon as they get a little bit of trouble or any suffering they become very anxious and they start to cry and weep.
उनको अधीर कहते हैं.
Those are called अधीर.
और जो संसार में बिल्कुल सेटिस्फाइड है विपत्ति आवे चाहे संपत्ति आवे जिनका मन भगवान में लगा हुआ है.
And those persons who are very Krishna conscious, anything happens, bad times, good times, their mind, their hearts are always absorbed in Krishna. Those persons are called धीर.
धीर पुरुष तो शरीर के मिलने और जाने से भी मोहित नहीं होते.
Lord Shri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, dhir purushas, dhir persons, they are not disturbed by the birth and death.
Dehinasmin yatha dehe, kaumaram jau.
Dehinasmin yatha dehe.
Tara tatha deham paraprapte dhiras tatra.
Dhiras tatra namuyati.
Dehantar hota hai tab bhi umar.
Dehantar. Even if they have dehantar, the deha, body comes to an end, they are still not disturbed. They are called dhiras. Or they understand they were a child and the childhood left them and youthhood came and youthhood left them and old age came and old age will leave them and death will come and they are not disturbed by this. They are called dhiras. Here in this verse, the word dhira is used. Dhira purushas, persons.
धीरे धीरे परिवार से और अपने देह से ममता और अहंता को हटाता है.
धीर persons slowly slowly they become they give up their possessiveness of their family, their homes and their bodies.
देह में अहंता हो जाती है. अहंता का अर्थ है मैं यह देह हूँ.
In general, naturally, a person has ahamta and mamta in their body. That I am this body.
Main deh mein hoon, ye to kam agyan hai.
If one thinks that I am in this body, that's less ignorance. But if one thinks that I am this body, that's really ignorant.
Ye kuch kam agyan hai. Agar koi puche, ye soche ki main deh mein hoon, deh mera hai.
If somebody says, I'm in this body is mine, so that is less ignorant, although that is still some ignorance is there. I am this body is me, that's the grossest ignorance.
तो देह को मैं मानना अहम भाव कहा जाता है और पुत्र कलत
to consider the body to be self is अहम भाव.
आदि के देह को मेरा मानना इसको ममता.
And to consider the bodies of the wife and children etc. to be mine is called ममता.
मेरा है घर मेरा है.
This is mine. This house is mine. This child is mine. His wife is mine, mine, mine.
ये शरीर आदि हैं. शरीर ही सबका आदि है.
These are all bodies.
अहंता ममता. शरीर में अहंता और शरीर के संबंधियों में ममता है. तो शरीर आदि जो है ये क्या है अनात्म पदार्थ है.
These bodies are anatma things, not atma.
आत्मा से भिन्न वस्तु जैसे हमारे.
The bodies are different than the atma.
ये कपड़ा है तो हमारा कपड़ा हमारा देह नहीं है. देह से
जस्ट लाइक आई एम वेयरिंग दिस क्लॉथ इज नॉट माय बॉडी. दिस इज डिफरेंट देन माय बॉडी.
इस प्रकार के कई कपड़े हम पहने हैं आगे पहनेंगे.
इन दिस वे सो मेनी डिफरेंट क्लॉथ्स आई हैव वोर्न एंड आई विल वेयर इन द फ्यूचर.
जैसे कपड़ा भिन्न है ऐसे ही
जस्ट लाइक दिस फ्रॉम दिस बॉडी दिस क्लॉथ इज डिफरेंट इन द सेम वे our body is and our soul is different. This body is different to this soul, and one day it will leave us. It's not that okay, it is anatma thing and it will always stay with me. It will leave one day.
इसीलिए धीर पुरुष शरीर से और शरीर के संबंधियों से धीरे 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 ममता हटाते.
Therefore, the persons who are dhiras, they slowly they remove their false ego and possessiveness.
ममता हटाते जाते प्रतिदिन.
Every day by day.
अन्य जो अधीर लोग हैं वो रोज रोज बढ़ाते जाते हैं.
And the other persons in this world who are adhiras, they actually increase it every day. They increase their false ego and their possessiveness, mamata, every day, little. And the devotees or the dhira persons, they slowly every day by day remove this from them. themselves. Materialistic persons, their mamata and their aham increases every day. Actually, when they're a child, they don't have so much mamata and aham. Only they have some attachment to their parents, and it's perhaps. But as they grow, as they become youth and young people. I am this, I am that, this is my wife, this is my children, I am so rich, who is there to compete with me? I am educated, I am this, I have such big family, I have this big house, this big palace. Every day their aham increases. But the dhira purushas, the devotees, they every day they make their ahamta and mamta less and less. The land, the wet land, giving up its wetness and slipperiness, and the grasses and the creepers giving up the tenderness of their leaves is just like a sober person or a devotee giving up his possessiveness and false ego. This thought in this verse. It's a very good example, and we should learn from it, and it gives us enthusiasm. Every day, devotee should give up a little bit of this false ego and possessiveness. But how will it be done? We know that for the wet slides and landslides and the leaves and the creepers, they are becoming, they're giving up their wetness and tenderness and all these things. Because they are from up above, they are getting the heat of the sun rays. But on a human being, a man's consciousness, if there is some sun rays or some breezes like that, then that is what is needed to make him also similar to these two examples. This, for a devotee, it is not going to happen day by day on its own. One has to have the sunlight and the breezes in the form of hearing katha and chanting and devotional service.
बचपन में जो अज्ञान नहीं रहता है जवानी में हो जाता है.
Otherwise the अज्ञान will increase. A child does not have so much अज्ञान as a grown up person.
कुछ करे कोई बोलेगा नहीं. जो ही सहना होता है तो कहता है मैं इस जाति का हूँ.
When a person is a child, you can call him anything, you can say anything, and he doesn't get offended. He doesn't have so much false ego. But as he grows up into a youth, he has false ego. I am of this caste, I am this nationality, I am this, I am that, so many things. That means the ignorance has increased as they grew up. Because they're thinking the body to be the self. Very nicely. And day and night he keeps thinking about these things. And it keeps increasing. But the dhir purushas, dhiras, the devotees, they make it less and less each day. One should work hard to daily decrease our false ego and possessiveness. This body is anatma. It is jar. It is material, and it is temporary. And the soul is transcendental, eternal. This body will not remain with the soul. This soul will remain eternally, but this body will fall down and die. But what is the ignorance of the Atma that he does not want to leave this body? The Atma, soul, does not want to leave the body. But the body leaves the soul, the Atma, and falls. Those who are jnani, they leave their bodies. And those who are ajnani, in ignorance, the body leaves them and falls down. In the same way, in this way, those who are less intelligent, the wealth leaves them and goes away. And those who are intelligent, they leave the wealth and they walk away. The wealth does not leave him. In other words, while he is living, he makes good use of his wealth. His wealth is under his control. Those are unintelligent, the wealth stays there and they go away. In other words, the wealth leaves them. We should be very careful about every day reducing our false ego and possessiveness. Ahamta and mamta. Ultimately, there is no eternal relationship in this world. As soon as the eyelash is closed forever, that is it. He is gone. There are some relationships in this world, but they are not eternal relationships. Just like in this world, we have relationship. Suppose you're going in some airlines. So for some time those airlines help you. And it seems for that much time they're thinking that this is our person. And then they say, we thank you for flying these airlines.
अगर दूसरी एयरलाइन यात्रा की तो थैंक यू ये नहीं देगा
If we were flying from a different airlines, this airlines will not say thank you to you. For some time, there is a relationship that this is mine, this passenger is mine, this wife is mine, this husband, children are mine. In the flight, they will take care of you while you're in the flight. They will send you food, water, drinks for some time. It's not that they will always be sending to you.
इसी तरह से परिवार में कोई जन्म लिया है तो ये नहीं कि हमेशा से हमारा था और हमेशा रहेगा.
In the same way, somebody has taken birth in your family. It's not that he was always with you and he always will be with you. Only for some time.
रहता है.
He stays with you. And then he is gone. So this slowly we have these relationships in our family, but we should slowly become detached. This is a very good instruction. In the coming of fall season, the ocean becomes calm. Because in the rivers, the waters are not so turbulent. The ocean becomes calm in the same way as a Muni. When he attains the Supreme, he becomes very calm. Shant does not mean that he just remains quiet, he stops chanting and it's talking, etc. Means how he was before in so much excitement about the materialistic activities, and he was running here and there for material sense gratification. Sometimes there was lust, anger, sometimes greed. All those things become calm and he becomes fixed in his swarup. After this, Sukadev Goswami is giving another very nice instruction. Text 41. The rice paddy workers, they tie strong mud banks around their rice fields. And then, in that way, in the rainy season, they try to contain the rain water in the fields, in the rice fields. Now there is no more rain coming, but the rice fields still need water. When the fall season comes, it hardly ever rains.
तो केला रेड्डी क्यारियों के लिए अपने खेत के लिए कर्षक किसान लोग दृढ़ सेतु भी दृढ़ बांध बना करके कहीं छिद्र हो तो उसको बंद करके जैसे तैसे.
So the farmers they tie the mud bank around their fields very tightly and they make sure there is no holes where the water can leak out from.
पानी को संचित करते हैं.
And they contain the water in their fields. You have seen those who are farmers, they can easily understand, or you can see sometimes in the rice fields. Therefore, again and again I tell that Bhagavat, these examples can be easily understood by the village people. Here in America, who will see rice fields and how they tie mud banks, etc.? But it must be hard for them to understand. Rice is such a crop for which you need a lot of water. I was born in a farmer's home and I have worked on the farm also, so I know very well how this is done.
कैसे सरल काल आने पर मेड़ को आर को बांधा जाता है और
how after the rainy season in the fall season the farmers they make mud banks all around the rice fields and can try to contain the old water
जाता है खेत में पहुंचाने के लिए का पानी और जरूरत पड़ती है ये दो पानी तो पानी रहता है उससे खेत पड़ जाता है सींचा जाता है और चावल हो जाता है तो कर्षका
In the same way, by stopping their senses, the jnanis and the yogis, they stop their jnana, their knowledge from leaking out through their senses. Here jnana means consciousness.
लेकिन यह ज्ञान इंद्रियों द्वारा बह जाता है
यू हियर एंड यू रीड समथिंग एंड यू से दैट आई हैव दिस नॉलेज यू अचीव सम नॉलेज बाय रीडिंग एंड हियरिंग बट दिस नॉलेज कैन लीक आउट थ्रू द सेंसेस
सर्वज ज्ञान है प्राण प्राणों के द्वारा ज्ञान श्रवित हो जाता है प्राण का अर्थ है इंद्रियां जैसे मान लीजिए आपको
प्राण मीन्स इंद्रियस द senses. Suppose you have some jnana, some knowledge.
लेकिन कान से कुछ संसारिक बात सुनेंगे परिवार की देश की इधर की उधर की आँख से देखेंगे और सब ज्ञान सब चूर जाएगा.
And suppose you hearing and you attain some knowledge and then after that if you engage your senses, your eyes in seeing some mundane enjoyment and hearing some mundane things and you soon forget what you had learned and you lose your knowledge. Always the knowledge is lost. It is said in one shloka like this that the consciousness always it always flows downwards and gets lost. Somebody was asking question today that why does the mind automatically go towards mundane material things?
चित्त की ऐसी बनावट है इस संसार में कि वो हमेशा नीचे जाएगा दूसरे में जाएगा
इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड द कॉन्शियस मटेरियल कॉन्शियसनेस इज सच दैट इट विल गो डाउनवर्ड्स
और दूसरे में चित्त कैसे जाता है इंद्रियों द्वारा जाता है
एंड हाउ डज द कॉन्शियसनेस गो इनसाइड द मटेरियल सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन थ्रू द सेंसेस
यदि आदमी कुछ न देखे कुछ न सुने तो चित्त नहीं जाएगा
इफ समबडी डज नॉट हियर and see these worldly things of enjoyment, then his heart, his consciousness would not be, his Krishna consciousness would not be lost.
देखने और सुनने से चित चला
जाता. By seeing and hearing of such things, one loses their Krishna consciousness.
इंद्रियों को कंट्रोल करते हैं पहले.
Therefore, the jnani devotees, they first try to control their senses.
मेड़ के समान है, आर के समान, इनको बांध कर रखना.
These senses are like those mud banks in the rice fields. They should be controlled very tightly.
तब जो सुने हैं ज्ञान या पढ़े हैं वो रुक जाएगा.
Then whatever you hear and you read, that will retain in your consciousness.
और फिर भक्ति लता को भक्ति के ध्यान को सीखने के लिए रहेगा. तब तक चलेगा कुछ महीने इस पर फिर वर्षा होगी.
And then भक्ति लता will grow.
लेकिन वर्षा सब समय होती नहीं है, ये भागवत सप्ताह एक सफिशियंट वर्षा है।
दिस भागवत सप्ताह हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा इज एक्चुअली लाइक रेन, इट्स लाइक द रेनी सीजन।
लेकिन सब पानी समुद्र में चला जाएगा, बह करके इधर उधर तो लाभ होगा।
This Bhagavad Katha is actually sufficient rainfall. But if all this water will go here and there, and if it goes in the ocean, then what's the use? But at least from this Bhagavad Katha rainfall, there will be some wet banks, mudslides, some tender leaves and creepers, some effect will be there.
लेकिन बुद्धिमानी इसी में है कि इस पानी को प्रिजर्व किया जाए।
बट द मोस्ट इंटेलिजेंट थिंग वुड बी टू प्रिजर्व दिस वाटर बाय क्रिएटिंग स्ट्रॉन्ग मड बैंक्स सो दिस नॉलेज डज नॉट लीक आउट थ्रू द सेंसेस।
योगी ना, योगी का अर्थ होता है उपाय करने वाले, भक्त साधक।
योगी नाम, योगी मीन्स साधकस, डिवोटीज।
योगी लोग तन निरोध है ना, प्राणों का, इंद्रियों का निरोध करके, रोक करके, सर्व ज्ञान इस छूते हुए ज्ञान को अग्रिम में रोक लेते।
The yogis, the devotees, they keep their senses under control and they keep this knowledge inside their hearts.
जाने नहीं देते।
They do not lose this ज्ञान। To get ज्ञान is not so difficult, but to keep, preserve this ज्ञान is difficult.
जैसे अभी पाली सिटी में बात हो रही थी, मरकट बैराज की, श्मशान बैराज।
जस्ट इन प्रीवियस डे वी वर टॉकिंग ऑफ रिनंसिएशन, मरकट वैराग्य, मंकीज रिनंसिएशन और श्मशान वैराग्य।
वास्तव में लगता है कि पूरा ज्ञान हो गया है कि नहीं। अगर
दिस मरकट वैराग्य एंड श्मशान वैराग्य, इट एट दैट टाइम at the renunciation, at the burning ghat or the burial grounds, at that time it seems like they're going to totally become renounced and become sadhus. But it does not stay. Very quickly back to the material activities.
सबसे ज्यादा ज्ञान भागवत के सुनने से उत्पन्न होता है।
The most amount of ज्ञान is when you sit and hear Krishna katha, Bhagavat katha.
कभी-कभी तो यही मन में आता है जो क्या है, तुम्हें भगवान का भजन निरंतर करना चाहिए।
Sometimes we get this realization, what is there in the world? We should just engaged in devotional service, in hearing and chanting.
कुछ नहीं चाहिए, कृष्णा अपने हैं।
This life is temporary, this body is temporary, Krishna is mine. But when we use our senses for sense gratification, all this jnan, this knowledge that we acquire, it's lost.
इसलिए साधक जो है ना, किसान की तरह अपने भक्ति के धान को सींच।
Therefore the sadhakas, they must be like these farmers who work very hard to build mud banks to protect their water.
इस ज्ञान को रोकना चाहिए।
To keep this ज्ञान, this knowledge. The farmers make mud bank and they keep their water, and the serious sadhakas, devotees, they keep their senses under control.
कई बार मैं इस बात को कहता हूँ, जैसा मैं सुनता हूँ भागवत के अंत में।
Many times I say, and like what I hear, at the end of the Bhagavatam, when devotees they speak on what they appreciated in the Bhagavad Katha, people, devotees actually feel that they achieved so much bliss and so much knowledge hearing Krishna Katha. And actually that is their condition after hearing. But very soon when they go back to their material activities, they slowly forget what they heard. So how to keep this protected? Here in the next shloka, the solution to this is given. By controlling the senses. Not that you will just go anywhere, your mind tells you to go eat anything, your mind tells you to eat, hear anything, engage in this, all these senses in their sense gratification, you will lose the knowledge. So each devotee has their rice field, their own rice field, and they have to keep their senses tied up like that. They have to keep their senses very strongly tied up like these mud banks. Then our bhakti will become very strong.
Sukhdev Goswami jaisa achar, Dvadas Bhagavatam mein se Bhagavat upay bata rahe hain.
Sukhdev Goswami is an acharya, a mahajan, one of the 12 mahajans. He is teaching us how to do this.
Chetana ko surakshit rakhne ke liye.
How to keep our consciousness pure. Just like in the rainy season, water is everywhere, but often most of this water flows down the rivers into the ocean. But the intelligent farmers, they keep the water protected by tying a very strong mud bank. By hearing the wrong things, the consciousness or the knowledge disappears.
जप या भागवत पाठ आदि के अतिरिक्त यदि हम बहुत बहुत संसारिक बातें करते करेंगे तो ज्ञान चला जाएगा.
And also seeing. So apart from hearing and speaking Krishna katha, hearing Krishna katha,
काम और लोभ से ज्ञान नष्ट हो जाता है.
We hear other things which are covered with lust and greed, our devotion will decrease. When we speak and hear about this worldly sense gratification, then lust increases. When lust increases, then Krishna conscious desire decreases. This is how this knowledge and Krishna consciousness becomes destroyed. So one should keep their senses tightly under control. What they see, what they hear, it's called atyahar. And when there is some rainfall is going on in the form of katha, lectures, you should immediately go there and collect some of this water. Because water also, rainfall also doesn't happen everywhere. Here in this Bhagavad Katha, actually Jnana Amrita is falling, rainfall in the form of Jnana Amrit. This is a heavy rainfall of Krishna consciousness. But to nurture your devotional creeper, it's just like those farmers. They're protecting their water in their rice fields with these strong mud banks.
जो खेती ही नहीं की है तो पानी कहीं जाए इससे उनको क्या मतलब है.
But those who have not done any farming of their Krishna consciousness. Sukadev Goswami, in one shloka, this is a gem of a shloka, that Sukadev Goswami is giving such a nice instruction. Now Sukadev Goswami, looking at the moon, he is giving this instruction.
Kansu jansta pan bhuta naam udupo harat deha bhiman jambo dho mukundo braj joshitan.
Text 42.
Din mein sarad kaal mein bahut garmi rehti.
The moon comes out in the fall season.
Din mein surya ki kiranon se jo taap hota hai usko aharat har leta hai.
In the day, the heat from the sun rays, the moon cools the land with its cooling rays. In the autumn season, in the daytime, it gets very hot. October heat is very famous in India. In October, people feel very hot in Bombay. But at night, when the moon comes out, the cooling rays of the moon, it relieves everyone of the sun's hot rays. Exactly in the same way as Gyan destroys the suffering of the conditioned souls who consider their body to be the self, and Mukunda, he destroys the separation of the suffering of the gopis, separation from Mukunda. He is giving two examples. Because of considering the body to be self, there are so many different sufferings. And as soon as the living entity, if he can understand that I am not this body, he will immediately feel relief from so many kinds of sufferings. The scriptures say that there are five kinds of sufferings for the living entities. First of all, to not remember their own sarup. This is avidya, ignorance. What we actually are, we servants of Krishna, we are not able to remember. Actually, since time immemorial, we have forgotten. We cannot remember. Actually, it's not. It's not that before we had known and now we have forgotten. Avidya means since time immemorial, we don't have the knowledge of our sarup. First of all, we're not remembering our own sarup. On top of that, we're thinking our body to be the self. This is called asmita. Asmita means, this is I am this. You ask somebody, who are you? What will they say? Immediately they try to give the identification of their bodies. If you ask somebody, how old are you? They show you, they tell you their date of birth. So that date of birth is your birth or your body's birth? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, na jayate mrite va kadachit.
अब हमसे पूछा जाए कि आप कितने दिन के हैं, तो मैं उस दिन को बताऊं जिस दिन वह कुर्ता टेलर के यहाँ से आया।
If somebody asks how many days old are you, then if I tell them the date on which I had got this new kurtas for my body, then I will say 3-4 months. This is such a great ignorance for the living entity. You ask somebody, how old are you? And they will tell you how old the body is. And he thinks that if the body is black, he is black. If the body is white, he is white. If I am born in America, if this body is born in America, I am American. My body is born in India, Japan, Russia, and I am those. I'm car, cat, and dog. Prabhupada would always say, people are saying, I'm cat and dog. This is actually a very great ignorance. It is called asmita, to forget who you are.
Swarup ka smaran na hona ya avidya hai. और शरीर में आत्मबुद्धि हो जाना ये अस्मिता है।
टू नॉट रिमेम्बर योर स्वरूप, दैट्स अविद्या, इग्नोरेंस।
शरीर में आत्मबुद्धि हो जाना ये अस्मिता है।
एंड टू थिंक दैट द बॉडी इज यू इज अस्मिता।
शरीर में आत्मबुद्धि होती है तो शरीर के संबंधी या शरीर के अनुकूल पदार्थों में ममता उत्पन्न होती है।
When one thinks that he is the body, then the things belonging to the body, he considers his. That's ममता।
इसको राग कहते हैं।
This is called राग and ममता।
और शरीर के विरुद्ध जो भी विचार है जो हमें सुख नहीं देते।
And anything against my body and things that are belonging to this body and not giving pleasure to this body,
हम उनको विद्रोह मानते हैं, उसको द्वेष।
There it is called द्वेष।
पांचवा है अभिनिवेश।
And fifth is अभिनिवेश। अभिनिवेश is to forget yourself in it.
कुछ लोगों को तो पता ही नहीं है कि मैं राग कर रहा हूँ कि द्वेष कर रहा हूँ।
Some people don't even know that they're envy or they're attached.
वो बिल्कुल खो गए। बहुत समझाना कठिन।
They're totally lost. Very hard to make them understand.
सब भूत से आविष्ट व्यक्ति हो जाता है तो ये नहीं, अब उसको याद नहीं रहता है कि मुझको भूत लग गया।
A person who is haunted, he does not remember that he is haunted. What he was before, what he should do, he goes crazy. It's called abhinivesh, completely forgotten his self.
अनेक प्रकार की शीत उष्ण इस पर लगेंगे, मान अपमान होगा, सर्दी गर्मी आएगी।
He will feel so much insult and मान अपमान, he'll feel cold and happiness, distress, heat and cold.
शरीर को मैं मानने वाले व्यक्ति इन दोनों से प्रभावित होता है।
And a person who thinks that he is this body, then with these dvandvas, with these ups and downs, he becomes very much affected.
जैसे मान लीजिए हमारे कुर्ते को कोई खा रहे और मैं अपने को कुर्ता मान चुका हूँ।
सपोज इफ समबडी रिप्स माय कुर्ता एंड आई एम ऑलरेडी थिंकिंग देन आई एम द कुर्ता।
बुद्धि हो गई है तो मैं तो ऐसे जो आवाज उनको फाड़ दिया।
देन ऑफ कोर्स आई विल थिंक ओ समबडी हैज रिप्ड मी।
यही कहेंगे ना।
I will say like that.
जितनी ममता कम होती है या अहंता कम होती है शरीर में, शरीर के संबंध में, उतना ही कम दुख होता है।
And in the same way, as soon as you have less and less your thinking, your consciousness in your body, bodily consciousness, and your suffering also becomes less. It's like when somebody is ripping the kurta, then you will not think that you're being ripped, you're being hurt.
कोई टैक्सी हायर करके जा रहे हैं, रास्ते में एक्सीडेंट हो गया.
सपोज यू आर हायरिंग अ टैक्सी एंड यू गोइंग समवेयर, ऑन द वे देयर इज एन एक्सीडेंट.
एक्सीडेंट में थोड़ा चोट लगा लेकिन मान लीजिए कार पूरा डैमेज हो गया.
इन एक्सीडेंट परहैप्स यू हार्डली गॉट हर्ट बट द कार वॉज फुली डैमेज्ड.
तो जो टैक्सी हायर करके जा रहा है
एंड यू आर सेफ.
आदमी यदि शरीर बच गया, टैक्सी भले चल गया तो उसको दुख नहीं होगा.
एंड द पर्सन हु इज गोइंग एंड हिज बॉडी इज सेव्ड and the taxi is destroyed, he won't feel pain. He won't suffer so much. He'll think, oh, thank God, you're so kind, you saved me.
लेकिन जिसकी टैक्सी है, जिसकी ममता है कि यह मेरी है, तो उसके दुख का तो कोई आता नहीं.
But the person who thinks that that's his taxi, the taxi belongs to him, you can imagine how much suffering he must be going through. Whereas it's the car that was damaged, not the driver or the owner. Whereas both the persons did not get, their bodies did not get hurt, it's the car that was destroyed. But one did not feel any distress because the car was destroyed and the other one was so unhappy. So it is because of attachment, rag and dvesh, that one suffers. The suffering cannot be without ignorance. This is ignorance that he is thinking, it's his car. It's like in the dream, somebody, in the dream we see that somebody is killing me. Or somebody is stealing my money, or the house is on fire. And actually nothing like that has happened.
है कि नहीं? बल्कि आदमी देख रहा है कि मेरी गर्दन कटी हुई, तो सपना जो देख रहा है वही काटा है.
But the person he is seeing in the dream that my I am being killed, this is happening.
वह दूसरा नहीं काटा.
And he himself, he is seeing that his neck is cut, and he himself is cutting, and he is seeing his neck is fallen off. And he is seeing it himself.